Saudi Arabic Head Start Program, Module 3, Side 1, Lesson 1. Drills on Conversation. Listen to the conversation as spoken by Saudis at normal speed.
أقول وين التلفون من فضلك؟
امشي على طول والتلفون على يسارك.
ووين الحمام من فضلك؟
هناك على يمينك قريب من الباب.
مشكور.
Now our Major Adams has arrived at the Riyadh airport and must call the American mission to let them know he has arrived. He is looking for a telephone and also needs to find a restroom. So he says to an airport employee,
أقول وين التلفون من فضلك؟
Which means, tell me please, where's the telephone? The first word, أقول, literally means I say. It is used to get someone's attention before asking for some information. We normally would say, tell me, in such a situation. So that is how we have translated it here. Listen to the word.
أقول, أقول, أقول.
You say it.
أقول, 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 أقول.
Where in Arabic is وين? Listen to the speaker say it.
وين. When, when.
Now you repeat it.
When, when, when.
The word for telephone is the same in Arabic as in English, although it sounds just a little different. In the Arabic word, the accent is on the end of the word, the phone part, whereas in English, the accent is on the beginning of the word, the tel part. Listen to how it is said in Arabic.
Telephone. Telephone. Telephone.
Now repeat it.
Telephone. Telephone. Telephone.
With words like telephone, which begin with T, the word for the is not il, but it. Listen.
It telephone. It telephone.
Say it.
It telephone. التلفون التلفون.
All right, listen to how Arabs say, where's the telephone?
وين التلفون؟ وين التلفون؟ وين التلفون؟
Repeat it.
وين التلفون؟ وين التلفون؟ وين التلفون؟
Now let's say please, that is من فضلك at the end of the sentence.
وين التلفون من فضلك؟ وين التلفون من فضلك؟ وين التلفون من فضلك؟
The Saudi employee replies to Major Adams.
امشي على طول والتلفون على يسارك.
Meaning, go straight ahead, and the telephone is on your left. Normally in Saudi Arabia, you would only have to know how to ask for directions and merely understand different answers you may hear. However, we want you to learn to say these answers yourself, because you may, for example, have to give a Saudi directions to an office, or you might have to tell a Saudi taxi driver how to get to where you live, or tell him where you want to go. The first word in the Saudi employee's reply is
Imshi,
meaning go or walk. Listen to it.
Imshi. Imshi. Imshi.
Repeat it.
Imshi. 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 Imshi.
Straight ahead in Arabic is
Ala tul.
It consists of two words, Ala and tul. Ala literally means on, and tul means length. Together, they mean straight or straight ahead. Listen.
على طول. على طول. على طول.
Now repeat it. First in parts, then together.
على طول. على طول. على طول. على طول. على طول.
Now listen to the Arabic for go straight ahead.
امشي على طول. امشي على طول.
Repeat.
امشي على طول. امشي على طول. امشي على طول. امشي على طول.
When Saudis say the words wa meaning and it telefon meaning the telephone and say them together, the two words become like one word, and the I in it telefon drops out. The result is what telefon. Listen.
What telefon? What telefon? What telefon?
Say it after the speaker.
What telefon? What telephone? What telephone?
This is not the first time you've seen the E in the word ill or any of its variants drop out. For example, when you say the Arabic for the Air Force, القوة الجوية, the I before L with جوية drops out and merges with the A at the end of the word قوة. So you say not القوة الجوية, but القوة الجوية. Let's hear you again say القوة الجوية. Repeat it after the speaker.
القوة الجوية. القوة الجوية.
The same, of course, is also true in the Arabic way of saying the American mission, which is البعثة الأمريكية, with the I merging into the A at the end of البعثة. Let's hear you once again say البعثة الأمريكية, repeating it after the speaker.
البعثة الأمريكية. البعثة الأمريكية.
The word for left is
يسار,
and your left is
يسارك.
On your left in Arabic is
على يسارك.
Listen to it.
على يسارك. على يسارك. على يسارك.
Say it. First a word at a time, then together.
على يسارك. على يسارك. على يسارك. على يسارك. على يسارك.
Now listen to the phrase, and the telephone is on your left.
والتلفون على يسارك. والتلفون على يسارك.
Repeat it, first saying the part والتلفون, meaning and the telephone, and then على يسارك, on your left. Repeat.
والتلفون على يسارك. والتلفون على يسارك. والتلفون على يسارك. والتلفون على يسارك.
Let's review what we've learned so far. First, listen to Major Adams's question and the Saudi employee's response.
أقول وين التلفون من فضلك؟
امشي على طول والتلفون على يسارك.
Now repeat each phrase as you hear it.
أقول وين التلفون من فضلك؟
امشي على طول والتلفون على يسارك.
Now translate these phrases into English and compare what you have said with our translation, which will follow.
أقول.
Tell me.
وين التلفون؟
Where's the telephone?
من فضلك.
Please.
امشي على طول.
Go straight ahead.
والتلفون على يسارك.
And the telephone is on your left. All right, you are Major Adams. You see a Saudi employee at the airport. What do you say to get his attention?
أقول.
Now ask where the telephone is, and don't forget to say please after you ask.
وين التلفون من فضلك؟
Okay, now let's assume that a Saudi on an American military compound asks you where the telephone is. Tell him to go straight ahead.
امشي على طول.
Tell him that the telephone is on his left.
والتلفون على يسارك.
Now Major Adams has found out where the telephone is, but he would like to find the restroom. So he says,
ووين الحمام من فضلك?
Which means, and where is the restroom, please? The word for restroom, or bathroom, is
حمام.
Listen to the word, and notice the double M in the middle of it.
حمام. حمام. حمام.
Now you say it, and be sure to stress the double M in the middle of the word.
حمام. 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 حمام.
The reason it is important to stress the double M in the middle of the word حمام is that there is another word in Arabic, حمام, with only one M in the middle, which means pigeon. So if you say وين الحمام with the double M, you're saying where is the restroom. But if you say وين الحمام with a single M in the middle of the word, you're saying where is the pigeon. And you probably will have no occasion to ask that question. Listen again to the word meaning restroom and repeat it after the speaker.
حمام. حمام. حمام.
Now listen to and repeat the Arabic for the restroom.
الحمام. الحمام. الحمام.
Listen to the phrase, and where is the restroom?
ووين الحمام؟ ووين الحمام؟ ووين الحمام؟
Repeat it.
ووين الحمام؟ ووين الحمام؟ ووين الحمام؟
Okay, now let's add the phrase من فضلك again. First, listen.
ووين الحمام من فضلك؟ ووين الحمام من فضلك؟
Repeat the phrase, first in two parts, then together.
ووين الحمام؟ من فضلك. ووين الحمام؟ من فضلك. ووين الحمام من فضلك؟ ووين الحمام من فضلك؟
The Saudi answers,
هناك على يمينك قريب من الباب.
Meaning over there on your right, near the door. The word for there, or over there, is
هناك.
Listen.
هناك. هناك. هناك.
You say it now.
هناك. هناك. هناك.
Do you remember how to say on your left? It is على يسارك. على means on, yasar means left. And AK at the end of yasarak means your. When saying on your right, everything is the same, except that yasar, meaning left, is replaced by yamin, meaning right. Listen.
Yamin. Yamin. يمين.
Repeat it.
يمين. يمين. يمين.
Now listen to the Arabic for on your right.
على يمينك. على يمينك. على يمينك.
Repeat it.
على يمينك. على يمينك. على يمينك.
Now let's hear you say the whole Arabic phrase for over there, on your right. First listen to it.
هناك على يمينك. هناك على يمينك.
You say it, repeating after the speaker.
هناك على يمينك. هناك على يمينك. هناك على يمينك.
The word for near is
قريب.
Listen.
قريب. قريب. قريب.
Now repeat it.
قريب. قريب. قريب.
In Arabic, when you say near something or other, you have to say قريب من, which literally means near of. Let's hear you repeat this two-word phrase.
قريب من. قريب من. قريب من.
The word for door in Arabic is
باب.
Listen.
باب. باب. باب.
Repeat it.
باب. باب. باب.
The door, of course, is الباب. Repeat it.
الباب. الباب. الباب.
Listen to the whole phrase meaning near the door.
قريب من الباب. قريب من الباب.
You repeat it.
قريب من الباب. قريب من الباب. قريب من الباب.
Now how would you say near the telephone? It would be
قريب من التلفون.
Repeat it.
قريب من التلفون. قريب من التلفون.
How would you say near the restroom?
قريب من الحمام.
Say it again.
قريب من الحمام. قريب من الحمام.
Finally, Major Adams thanks the Saudi employee. You already know how to say thanks. Repeat it after the speaker.
مشكور. مشكور.
All right, let's review the second half of the conversation. First, listen to it once again.
وين الحمام من فضلك؟
هناك على يمينك قريب من الباب.
مشكور.
Now let's say each part of these lines. Repeat.
ووين الحمام؟ من فضلك.
هناك على يمينك قريب من الباب.
مشكور.
Now translate the phrases into English.
ووين الحمام؟
And where's the restroom?
من فضلك.
Please.
هناك.
Over there.
على يمينك.
On your right.
قريب من الباب.
Near the door.
مشكور.
Thanks. Okay, you're Major Adams. Ask the Saudi airport employee where the restroom is, and don't forget to say please at the end. Go ahead and ask him.
وين الحمام من فضلك؟
Okay, you've been told where the restroom is. Tell the Saudi thanks.
مشكور.
Supposing a Saudi is in your compound area or your building and wants to know where the restroom is, tell him that it's over there on his right.
هناك على يمينك.
Now tell him it's near the door.
قريب من الباب.
Okay, this time tell him that it's on his left.
على يسارك.
All right, now tell him that it's near the telephone.
قريب من التلفون.
Now tell him to go straight ahead.
امشي على طول.